Another faucet, I guess.
Well, is that what you called it? If you took water to the field in a jug and you had a place to turn it on and off there?
Something like a thermos jug.
Yes, would that thing have a name?
Yeah, but I can't think of what it would be. Just a lever to turn it on and off with, I guess.
Well, would you would call it something?
Yeah.
Would you call it a faucet, or would you call it?
Maybe a spout.
A spout.
Yeah.
And have you ever heard of a something sort of like spout? It's a spigot.
Spigot?
Now what's that?
Well, I guess a spigot would really be the same thing that I'm calling a faucet.
So could you have one of those in the kitchen?
Yeah.
That'd be a spigot too.
Water spigot, I guess.
And can a hydrant be a spigot?
I'm not normally thought of as one.
And if it last several days, it's been pretty cold. And if people didn't have their pipes real protected, you know, water pipes in the house, they might
burst.
And when you were a child, when you went to the store, you might buy a lot of flour. It came in a big container. Well, how did you buy flour?
A barrel of flour.
And if you bought molasses, like a large quantity, what would it come in?
I guess a barrel of molasses.
What would you just call a large quantity of molasses?
Don't really have a name for it.
How about lard?
Container of lard.
What about those big things that lard comes in?
Lard cans.
And have you ever heard of a stand of molasses?
I don't believe so.
And if you wanted to pour something into a bottle, and you just couldn't just pour it directly, it'd run all over the bottle, you'd use a
funnel.
And what do you use to urge horses on to go faster?
Whip.
And did you ever use oxen and mules?
Quite often.
To farm?
Yeah.
Well, tell me about that. What'd you use on them?
Well, you'd use a whip, I guess.
Well, tell me about using them.
Well, I never used any, but I observed quite often. Of course, you had oxen. The only time we used them were for logging. And they would cut down trees and hitch a chain to a tree and use a yoke of oxen to pull it out with. And, of course, you could have many yokes of oxen all lined up into one team. And the most common I remember was maybe six oxen. And they would pull in pairs. And the yokes, you would yoke up two together, side by side.
So a yoke of oxen is how many?
It's two.
And a team, how many is that?
Oh, it could vary. It could be two, or it could be, you know, as many as you could put in trail one behind another.
Do you use mules the same way?
Not normally. Mules would be used as a team, I guess, and when you think of a team, I think of two, maybe side by side.
About six?
Well, you could have a team of six, I guess, but in using mules in this section of the country, they used them primarily to farm with, and you'd either use them as a single or in a pair.
Well, so if you didn't say a team of mules, then you'd have a same word.
A single.
But if you had two and you didn't want to say a team.
A pair.
Of
mules.
So what's the whole, all three words together?
A pair of mules.
All right. And